An initiative aimed at dividing California into three separate states will appear on the ballot in November's general election in that state. Venture capitalist Tim Draper is behind the proposal to break California into three states named, and I sort of gave this away, California, Northern California, and Southern California. And John Sepulveda, morning host of KQED's California Report, joins us for a few minutes to discuss the possibility. John, good morning.
Hi.
So what's going on there? Because it sounds, I got to be frank with you, it sounds a little bit crazy. How did this get on the ballot?
You know, I don't know if it's crazy or if it's something. Well, you know what? A lot of people say that the definition of crazy is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And that's definitely the case. California has, since statehood, considered about 222 times splitting up into smaller groups. And generally, it's because of Los Angeles. Los Angeles, of course, is the center of the universe when it comes to California. And even before the United States took California, there was a lot of beef with Los Angeles, if you will, over things like cattle ranching and farming and wine. L.A. used to be a tremendous wine producer, if you can believe it. So this isn't a new thing. What is new about this is that this is the first time that I'm aware of, and I want to make a big caveat. Mm-hmm. It's possible that it did happen and I missed it, but it's the first time that I'm aware of, and definitely the first time in the last 50 years, where California voters will actually be able to decide whether there's should be a three-vote split. Now, we should mention, when the state was first admitted into the Union in 1850, there was a very similar proposal that would have split the state up, and it never passed muster because it has to be congressionally approved. So even if California decides this, it doesn't really matter unless the government, the U.S. federal government, agrees to have it break into three states.
Well, John, let's talk about motivation a bit, because from here, as someone, I used to live in California, visit quite often, it seems to me it's easy to say this is political because California has become so democratic in terms of its representation. Is this a situation where a conservative is trying to break that up potentially?
I think it's a situation, obviously this is a billionaire investor who has exhibited flashes of conservatism before. I think this has more to do, though, with local control. To turn the tables, may I ask you, why did you leave California? Did it have anything to do with the prices here?
No, it's hard to live there. I also am a almost Phoenix native, so I came back home. But it was easier to come back home considering it was hard to afford anything, yes.
And so that very issue is one of the reasons why so many people in what would be called Southern California, which, by the way, does not include Los Angeles,
right.
this proposal, which is insane to me. But that is a big reason, because there's a belief that if the state was cut up, people in Fresno, people in San Diego in the interior part might not be paying as much as for buildings and property, because they won't be linked to the California coastal prices, which, I can say this as a San Francisco resident, is insane. The prices here are just nuts. So there's some of that, but really this billionaire investor he says the state's ungovernable. I suspect that he would prefer to have more sway over the state government. And luckily enough for him, his Silicon Valley would be the epicenter of this new California that he creates for himself. So I could understand, why he would want to have that type of influence in such a newly designed state.
And John, one final quick question for you, though. As you said, it's the longest of long shots. Is there legitimate support, though, among some communities and some actual swath of voters who think, yeah, even if we don't actually do this, it's about time to sort of consider where we're going as a state because of this?
Definitely. Yeah. And we saw that, right after President Trump was elected, there was a poll that showed about a third of Californians wanted to secede from the union. But even that, there's this feeling, we have the fifth largest economy in the world. We have, all due respect to Arizona, we have the most beautiful land in the union. I'm a Californian. That's my opinion.
Yeah, sure.
It's just a great place to live. And yet there's this consistent feeling that things aren't going in the right direction. And so I think that, that question of what is going wrong leads to questions of identity, which leads to this proposal where, we should split into three different areas.
All right. John Sepulveda is morning host of KQED's California Report. Good to talk with you, John. Thanks.
Thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.